right, Chicago's very own Gary Sinise began his career right here in Chicago as one of the founding members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company, launched a series of groundbreaking productions before taking the role that would change his life in unforeseeable ways, and that was Lieutenant Dan in the Academy Award-winning Forrest Gump. The military community's embrace of the character of the disabled veteran was matched only by the depth of Gary's realization that America's defenders had not received all the honor, the respect, and gratitude their sacrifices deserved. His 9-season run, starring in CSI New York and endless hit movies at the box office, earned him an Emmy, a Golden Globe Award, Screen Actors Guild Award, and was nominated for an Oscar. Gary has worked tirelessly on behalf of those who served this country. He's entertained more than a million troops around the world, eventually founding the Gary Sinise Foundation with a mission to serve and honor America's defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. And I'm proud to have Gary Sinise back on our program. Gary, welcome back to the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm always appreciative of your time to celebrate this important American holiday.
Well, thank you. It seems we probably talk every year around this,
yes,
this
we do.
Time.
Yes, we do. So this and Veterans Day.
Create awareness and raise awareness for the National Memorial Day concert.
That's correct. You know, there, of course, is a difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And you and your organization certainly honor our fallen and those who serve every single day. And, you know, what you do is nothing short of incredible for our military community.
Well, thank you very much. I've been privileged to be around a lot of great Americans that are serving our country, and I've seen the sacrifices that so many of our military families make. Difficult things in the hospitals, difficult things with our Gold Star families who have lost loved ones, and I found that there was a way that I could help and support them, and it's kind of manifested itself into a full-on, full-time nonprofit, the Gary Sinise Foundation, and we are out there each and every day, all around the country, doing something. I mean, we're doing so many things all the time that I can't hardly keep up with everything we're doing. But there's a lot of need out there.
You know, Forrest Gump premiered almost 30 years ago, and many think your passion came from that movie, but it came way before that. It came way, way before that. But you were also witness to conversations with veterans, especially the Vietnam veterans, about how they were not welcomed back and that every single veteran is important. And that was kind of the inspiration behind your foundation and everything you do.
Well, so much of it happened right there in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. I was born in Blue Island. I went to high school in Highland Park, Illinois, to Highland Park High School. I started Steppenwolf with my pals there, and that's where I met my wife, Moira, whose brother served in Vietnam, and I got to know them. And I am back in the early 80s. I did some theater work that was focused on the telling the stories of our Vietnam veterans, and that led me to supporting Vietnam veterans in Chicago. And so much of the seeds of what I'm doing now were planted right there in Chicago at Steppenwolf and with the Vietnam veterans that I met. So very significant time back in the 80s in Chicago for me that plays a pretty major role in what I'm doing today.
You know, building homes for our veterans is one of your big missions. Over 80 mortgage-free smart homes you have given to our heroes, millions of meals to our nation's defenders. You have changed the lives of so many who have served.
We actually just recently gave away our 83rd smart technology, specially adapted a mortgage-free home to wounded veterans. So we're very, very busy. It's a broad mission at the Gary Sinise Foundation. You can learn more about it at GarySiniseFoundation.org. Just recently, not too long ago, in January, actually my foundation sponsored a play at Steppenwolf called Last Out, written by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, who served in Afghanistan. And very much like the theater production that I did back in the 80s that spoke to the Vietnam experience, Scott has done sort of a modern-day equivalent to that by writing this play called Last Out. And my foundation is sponsoring it. We sponsored it at Steppenwolf, and now we have a six-city tour going.
Yeah, that's great.
So you can learn more about that at GarySinisFoundation.org as well.
I love that. Also, Amazon and your foundation recently announced a new multi-year partnership to amplify the support of our nation's veterans, heroes, first responders, defenders. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a tremendous new support coming from Amazon. It's a three-year partnership, and they want they have a very solid veterans initiative going at Amazon. They've hired thousands and thousands of veterans, and they wanted to support the work that we're doing at the Gary Sinise Foundation. So they came in with a sizable donation each year for the next 3 years. They provide volunteers at our events. They really are kind of all in for what we're doing at the foundation.
Gary, I just want to say you are nothing short of an American hero yourself. And from myself and millions of others, I want to tell you again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you do for our veterans, our first responders, our families every single day.
Well, that's so nice of you to say that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Gary, we'll talk to you around Veterans Day, my friend.
You bet.